Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Now that it's September, it's starting to see a little more new crop corn enter into the market picture. Corn prices continue to be pushed down pretty hard, down to the low $3 level, high $2 on a cash basis in some locales around the country. Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, says the differences right now between wheat and corn show that the two grains are really not related price-wise, at least at this moment.
Well, you can go back 2011, 12, 13, when corn stocks were extremely tight. We were feeding a lot of wheat. Corn then, the corn prices set a floor for wheat prices, and they were married, the way I like to put that. August of 2012, corn prices peaked out at $8.40. Right now in the Chicago contract, the December contract is about $3.50. That's a 58% price decline in corn prices. Of course, wheat prices have come down too, but they peaked out in February of 2011 at about $9.90. The December wheat contract's around $6.15 right now. That's a 37% price decline. So yes, they both come down, but they've come down in different time periods and different percentages, with corn coming down dramatically more than wheat has. And so they're divorced right now. They're attached just a little bit, but mostly they track separately.
Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson. Farmers have until late September to verify their current base acres, yields in 2009-2012 planting history with your Farm Service Agency office. This will be marking the first step that growers will be taking under the 2014 Farm Bill's new risk management programs. Farmers should have received a letter from USDA a month or so ago with a report of your base acres and yields for the past several years. USDA says you need to be checking the accuracy of those numbers with your own records. Meanwhile, here in Oklahoma, we've got a date upon us right now as far as the window that'll be opening for the planting of winter canola. Winter wheat's planting goes for a fairly extended amount of time and is allowed under Risk Management Agency crop insurance rules all the way from around the 1st of September all the way to November or thereabouts. But when it comes to winter canola, it is a very tight window, a 30-day planting window that RMA has determined for canola producers in our region, the 10th of September to the 10th of October. And with the rains of this last weekend and the end of this last week, it does look like a lot of producers are set up. If they want to plant in the early part of the window, shortly after the 10th of September, they're going to have the opportunity to do so here for in 2014 for the 2015 crop. How many acres will go into canola this year? A big question mark. The expectations are we'll probably grow those acres a little bit again this year, although lots of disappointed farmers after last year's poor crop. You've got farm news on Ron. Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. Labor Day sale number 35 for Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday and Friday, September 11th and 12th on Rural TV, Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 65,000 head will sell on the 2 days. On Friday, special feature you may want to check out, 4,000 bred heifers and cows will be offered. For details about all the sale offering, contact Superior on their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117. That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.